In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I begin by first of all saying thanks to your rector, Father Albert, for being so gracious in extending an invitation to me to share with you in this act of worship. It is not my first time, it is my second time here at St. Benedict's in the year 2014, passing through from West Palm Beach back home. I shared in worship with you then. I also want to mention that your bishop, Bishop Peter Eaton, also has been most gracious in welcome me to this diocese and allowing me to share with you this morning. But this time around, I didn't come alone. My wife is with me, Lauren, and we're both pleased to be here. But I should also mention, as I believe I have told Father Albert, that today is a special day as I share in this baptismal service. As some here who are from Jamaica know, because Shadi Omar was one of those who came to us at St. Jude's Church in Stony Hill as a little lad in the Sunday school. And we have watched him grow and develop. Father Albert, all I would ask of you is that keep him close and make sure he continues in the journey with the body of Christ. But it's good to be here. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like. The gospel presents us with five short parables of the nature of the kingdom of heaven. And in a way, each parable stands on its own. Scholars will point out that they are not meant to be taken together. And I believe as I read them that they really are separate parables. They present different aspects of the nature of the kingdom. And there is no one way of interpreting the parables. And I would be very careful of those who would want to tell us that the parable is this and this alone. Parables are told, and they are meant to draw us into the story, into what is said, and to reflect on our own lives as we journey. Now, I remind us that the kingdom of heaven is about the reign of God, the rule of God. As we often say in the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." It speaks of the nature of God, of God's actions. It is not something separate and apart from God. The kingdom of heaven is said, as we hear in the gospel for today, to be a mustard seed, like leaven, like yeast, treasure, fine pearls, a net that catches fish of every kind. Different similes, metaphors are used to describe the nature of God, which tells us there is no one image that can capture the nature of God's reign. The nature of God's reign, therefore, cannot be adequately described or defined by human language. This morning, I share with you some thoughts as I look at the parables. The mustard seed, as we are told, is the smallest of all seeds, but when planted and grown, becomes a huge tree that even the birds of the air make their home, a nest in it. We also know that we only need a small amount of yeast mixed with flour to cause fermentation and for the baked product to rise. It says to me, friends, that the kingdom of God can begin in the smallest and most insignificant of things. God works in the smallest and most insignificant of persons. What is sometimes small, insignificant, almost invisible to us, that which we fail to see and recognize in daily life, can be instruments of God's activity. And I know there is the tendency for many of us, certainly at home, to discard that which is small and insignificant. And I know back home, coins are something that many Jamaicans these days don't walk with, because they're not of much value. But I tell you that there are people who will come up to you, to your car, or if you're walking, and beg you something, and if you give them a coin, it may sound surprising, but they may throw it back at you. For to them it is of no value also. But you and I know if you go to the store and you want something, you don't have the full money at times, you won't get it. But God can work in and through the smallest of things, the youngest and most insignificant in our eyes of human beings. And so too we believe as we come this morning to celebrate the sacrament of baptism, that God's reign can begin in the life of an infant. We only need to remember Jeremiah and John the Baptist, where Jeremiah proclaims that from he was in the womb, he was called by God. Zechariah, on the birth of John the Baptist, proclaims that he is called to announce God's coming. And yes, our actions, those we perform as church, as the body of Christ, really are about God's love and God's action towards us. As the letter of Romans and the section we read this morning and earlier chapters speak of God's action before we knew God. As a matter of fact, one of my famous or popular verses is the one in chapter 5 where Paul speaks of that while we were weak, while we were sinners, while we were enemies of the Christ, Christ died for us. So it's not about us. It is about God's love reaching out to the most insignificant of persons. The kingdom of heaven, God's reign, action begins in the least of us and seemingly in the most significant of persons. But friends, the kingdom of God's rule is making a difference in our world. In both the case of the mustard seed and the yeast, they transform things for the better. They make a difference to their surroundings in which they find themselves. The tree provides a shade and a home for the birds. The yeast adds to the appearance and taste of the finished baked product. God's reign in the lives of individuals is never passive. It makes a difference. It is transforming. We as church, the body of Christ, Christians, by our life in Christ through the gift of the indwelling Spirit, are called to be agents of transformation in our homes, communities, workplace, and in the nation and world. We seek to effect change to the glory of God. We must be an influence for good. Both the mustard seed and the yeast, in terms of their size or quantity, seem insignificant, ineffective, but they make a difference. It's not about size or quantity. It is about the power of God within us. God's reign. With God, we are never too small or insignificant to make a difference in our world. And where persons are making a difference, are working for a better world, whether in the church or outside the church, it is God at work. Where God's reign begins, no matter how small, it will eventually make a difference, as the mustard seed makes a difference. The kingdom of heaven makes a difference in people's lives. Those in whom God rules are making a difference in society and the lives of others, especially in the lives of the vulnerable. The church is called to be a sign of the kingdom, a community that is making an impact on the society. A community that is an agent for change. Yes, some of us may consider that we can't do much. We don't have the skills, the knowledge to make a difference. But earlier this year, I read a saying from the Dalai Lama, and it has stuck with me. He said, "If you think you're too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito." I think most of us would understand that. The size of a mosquito, and yet it's a nuisance. So we're never too small or insignificant to make a difference when God reigns in us. But the kingdom of God is of immense value. There is nothing really to be compared with the kingdom. It is like treasure which one finds in a field, goes and sells all that he has, and comes and buys that field. It is like one who is searching for pearls and finds this pearl of enormous value and sells all that he has to buy that one pearl. There is something about the kingdom of God that attracts, that satisfies our inner longing for meaning. It gives joy and satisfaction. And friends, the human quest in life is for those things that give joy, satisfaction, and a peace of mind. And many of us, in our accumulation for wealth, for the material things of this world, often pursue them for the sake of happiness, for peace of mind, and security. And while material things are important and we need them for our day-to-day living, we soon learn that the more we have is the greater the headache we have to keep them. They cannot give us the joy, the inner satisfaction, the peace of mind that we strive for. Only God, a relationship with God, gives us that inner joy, that satisfaction and peace of mind. Our search for meaning ends when we experience something of the reign of God in our lives. God's presence, reign in our lives, satisfies that inner quest, longing, and restlessness. And so the words of St. Augustine of Hippo those which seem to be eternal, resonate with us. O God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. And friends, when we have that experience of God's reign, nothing more will really matter. We will be prepared to sell all, surrender all that we have for the sake of the kingdom. The experience will lead us to give our all, our heart, mind, and body, our total energy in the service of God. But the question I believe that the parable poses to all of us indirectly is, are we prepared to let go of all for the sake of the kingdom of heaven? Are we prepared to let go of all that God may reign in us? God's reign in the lives of individuals gives us that inner peace, satisfaction. It is where our search ends. Finally, the parable of the catch of fish of every kind, I believe, reminds us that God's love embraces all, good and bad. God seeks a relationship with all people, regardless of their color, creed, status, gender, nationality, or ethnicity. The church is not the kingdom of heaven. We are vehicles through which Christ works in realizing the kingdom upon earth. We too are called to embrace all persons, regardless of who they are. It is not our job to label persons or to determine who is good or bad. That is the business of God. In the meanwhile, let us with Christ seek to reach all people with the good news of God's love. The kingdom of heaven is said to be a mustard seed. Yeast, a treasure, fine pearls, a net that catches fish of every kind. And friends, as we come this morning, and in the Eucharist, Christ continually makes himself present, available to us to reign in our lives as Lord and King, that our lives may be transformed and we may be his transforming agents in the wider society, that we may live lives satisfied by the presence of Christ. He comes to satisfy our spiritual hunger, that at the end of the age, we may be forever in God's keeping. So as we journey together with Christ, may you and I become signs of the kingdom, a sign that through God's reign, the least can become the greatest and effective in our society.